We have a special guest in the studio this morning, and didn't take her long to get down here because she works upstairs. Melanie Hoyinga. Am I getting close now?
You are getting closer, yeah.
You said it's like Oingo Boingo, yes. One of my favorite bands from the 80s, by the way. So, and Melanie is a local author, and which book number is this for you?
Fourth? This is book four, yes.
Four. She has a new book coming out. In fact, she has a book signing a week from today, I believe.
Yeah.
At the Bookman. We love the Bookman. That's just one of those bookstores you walk in. It looks like a bookstore. It smells like a bookstore.
Yes, it does.
And your new book is called The Slope Rules. Mm-hmm. And I am assuming it's about skiing.
It is about skiing, yes.
And tell us a little. I know you like to write, is it young adult?
Young adult, yeah.
I want to make sure I have the term right. And is this another novel along that line?
Yes, it is. These characters are actually a little bit younger than my previous trilogy, who were seniors in high school. In this book, they're 15, 16 years old, sophomores in high school, so a little more naive, a little less experienced. But that doesn't mean they have any less fun, and it's just I decided to go with a sports angle because I play a lot of sports and really have had a lot of fun with it.
And I know you also like to ski, so that probably helped out with relating to the characters. What inspired you to write this book about skiing and young love and romance?
Well, this one, if you recall, three winters ago, when we were buried under about 150 inches of snow.
Yeah, that was a typical winter. This one is not so far, yeah.
And it coincided with the 2014 Winter Olympics, which I always enjoy watching, and especially the skiing and both the trick skiing and then the alpine. And kind of came up with an idea of like, oh, I should do something with snow and skiing because we were literally buried under that.
Yeah.
And I lived in Grand Rapids then, which had even more than we did here in Grand Haven. So came up with an idea, plotted it out. And the timing of it, I was still working on finishing my trilogy. So I decided to finish that and set this aside. So I didn't start this for another year. But it's just been really fun. And I got the idea from the movie Grease, where, if you recall that, for those of us old enough.
I do certainly recall Grease. Yeah.
And, you know, the premise being that these two kids meet on vacation and fall in love, as teenagers are apt to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then through a twist of fate, end up in the same school together. Now, back at the time setting of Grease, it's a little easier for that to happen than with today's technology and all that.
Yeah.
So I had to come up with a way of how would that happen in today's day and age. And basically, one of them lies. So that's how
they don't know. What? A teenager telling a fib?
I know. There was some untruth. So when she shows up in his school, he's totally a different person, still kind of going with the Grease idea where he's acting different and everything. But then she ends up kind of getting sucked in with this group called the Snow Bunnies. Now, this is also a takeoff Grease. We have the Moguls, the Snow Bunnies, the Ski Bums, and the Half Pipes. And these are the different cliques.
The Half Pipes.
Those are the little teenagers, the young ones that want to be like the Moguls.
Yeah.
So she kind of is getting sucked in with the Snow Bunnies, but realizes these aren't really the people she wants to hang out with. So she's dealing with a lot with being in a new school and, you know, finding yourself and who are your friends and realizing that her group of friends back home really protected her and insulated her, and she never really had to stand up on her own. So now she's kind of learning how to do that. And of course, there's a big ski competition at the end of the season. So she that's what's driving the whole story. And as a side note, my husband and I brew beer. So her dad is actually a brewer. And the reason they're moving to Colorado is he's opening a new brewery.
Okay.
So we got some of that worked in, too.
How is your husband doing, by the way? I used to work with him at the car rental place.
He's doing well.
Which is really strange because when I found out you worked upstairs and everything, and you're like, oh, you know my... Oh, I used to work with him at the car rental place. You already talked about inspired. How long does it take you? I know you said you kind of put it aside for a while, but how do you discipline yourself? Do you sit down and say, you know what, I have to write today? Or is it always just like, boom, there it is, I'm going to write?
No, I make a schedule for myself. We were talking a little before I came in. You know, I don't have to be at work at the crack of dawn, so I'm fortunate. I get up a little earlier, and that morning time is when I write. Right now, I'm not actively writing, but I still make myself go in my office, sit in my chair, do things on the computer, because it really trains your body to be in a habit. You know, anything you want to do, you have to choose that that's what you're going to do. You have to push other things aside. I don't necessarily sleep in as long, or, you know, I don't watch as many TV shows because I choose I want to write. And typically, if I write for about an hour on a good day, that can be about 1,000 words, which is 4 pages. A standard novel is about 80,000 words. So that gets, I forget the exact math, but, you know, four, 6 months, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, if you, even if they say if you write 1 page a day in a year, you'll have a novel, 365 pages.
With the discipline, though.
Yeah.
You really have
just,
to, yeah.
You have to force yourself. I outline, I take careful notes ahead of time. So I always know where I'm headed next in a general sense. That doesn't mean characters don't surprise you or things happen, and there's certainly a surprise in one scene that I can't tell you, but didn't see it coming, but I was like, okay, we'll go with it.
So during the day, you know, while you're doing your other chores and things, does something hit you and you quick write it down? Like, oh, not even if you're not even thinking about it, something might catch your attention. And go, you know what? I'm going to put that in the book.
If I'm at work, no, never. I never do that.
By the way, Melanie works upstairs at the Grand Haven Community Foundation, does a great job up there.
So, yeah. Of course, especially when I'm plotting a book, I'll get an idea, or if I'm trying to wiggle out a point, like something will pop in my head. And yes, I definitely write it down. Otherwise, you'll never remember
it. Yeah, it's gone. It's poof. There it goes. Do you have something in mind already for your next novel, or are you just kind of taking it easy and getting the word out about Slope Rules?
I'm torn right now because I started working on a novel over the over the winter, and I'm about 3/4 of the way done with it, and I had to stop to help push this book out. So I'd really like to finish that. I have two other novel ideas that are kind of darker, and then I also could potentially do a couple companion novels for this one.
Ah.
So I can't decide which I want to do. Maybe we'll do a voter poll and see what everyone thinks.
I guess that's a good problem to have when you have more than, you know, you're not just stumped for what's coming next. So,
and that's very atypical of me. Prior to the Slope Rules, I'd written five novels and had maybe six ideas for novels. So
yeah,
that ideas are often hard for me. I like to know how it ends before I can start. And suddenly
it's
a good thing to have. So now I suddenly have ideas coming out my ears. So
once again, this is Melanie Hoyinga with her new book, The Slope Rules. Now, if there's anybody out there, a young person, anybody wants to maybe write their own novel, they've thought about it, do you have any suggestions for them? I know we've talked about, you know, find a schedule, make sure you know when you're going to sit down and write a good time, whatever time you work best during the day. What else can you suggest? I mean, how to get it out, the word out, just to even complete it.
Well, you know, when you're starting and if you're afraid to start, just, you know, write down some ideas. You don't have to, when you're first getting an idea, you don't have to write sentences. My notes are sloppy. I just scribble little ideas down. And then when it starts kind of formulating, oh, okay, I can kind of see where this might be a character or it might be a book, then I start getting a little more detailed outlines. But, you know, not everyone works like that. Some people just sit down and start writing. And if that's how you do it, that's great. I mean, you can go back later. That's what editing is for.
Yeah.
The trick is you have to be doing it for yourself, though. I mean, there's so many people that say, oh, you should write a novel, or I have this great idea. Let me tell you, and you can write my novel. It has to be for you. It's a very personal thing. You're the one doing it. It's a lot of work. And then just to get through to the end, I've done some presentations on that about, you know, just getting through to the end and staying motivated. And sometimes it takes putting a row of candy in front of you. And for every 100 words, you get a piece of candy. I've done that a few times.
That's a reward right there.
It works. Yeah. Some people, you know, buy themselves something or go to the movies when they finish a draft or hit a particular milestone. And then even with once, you know, say you've finished the book, you've gotten it out there. There's just a lot. You know, if you're doing it on your own like I am, obviously having local connections with people helps. And really just not being afraid to talk about yourself. But you really need to get yourself polished in terms of a pitch and
self-promotion.
How you talk about it and get a nice photo so that people, you know, just doesn't mean you need to be a model, but just something that you're consistent and people, when they find you, whether it's online or on a flyer or in a window, they're like, oh, yeah, I've seen her. And it just kind of helps build that. And then it's a lot of legwork and just.
Yeah, I imagine it is. Like we're talking about the Bookman next Wednesday, you have a book signing there. What are the times of that again?
It's from 6 till 8 p.m. There will be cookies from Grand Finale. Justin is making snowflake cookies for me, and I'm very excited to see these.
Snowflakes, skiing, see how that works.
See how that goes. And hopefully hot cocoa. We're still working out the details on that. And then I'll do a short reading. But basically, just people can come in, say hello, and I will have my other books there as well.
Okay. Now, with the title and the cover, the great cover, by the way, The Slope Rules. That's a really cute cover. Have you ever thought, in your wildest dreams, something like this could be a movie?
Oh, of course. Every author wants their book to be a movie.
Have you thought yet about who might play the characters?
Not at all. Not got that far.
But, I mean, a premise like this, I think this would be perfect for a teen movie. I think it would just, so.
Well, and there's a lot of action. I definitely realized writing this, the draft I was working on over the winter, I added in a soccer player. I'm like, ooh, this is fun. So, so apparently I've become a sports writer now. So
nothing wrong with that. It's very relatable. I mean, not only just to teens, but the fact that a lot of teens are in sports. That sounds very relatable.
And my husband was very patient last winter when I was writing on a ski trip. We rode the chairlift that was next to the hill with all the tricks. We just kept riding it up and up and up so that I could just watch how everybody acted on there and just the interactions and how they wait in line. And if someone falls, what do they do? And, you know, these are things, research. So
it's what it is. It's research. You need to know. And you can't write a good novel if you don't understand, you know, your subject matter and things like that. So Melanie Hoyinga from the Grand Haven Community Chamber or Community Foundation. At a new book, The Slope Rules. Once again, the book signing next Wednesday at the Bookman. And you're going to be hanging out with cookies and everything like that, too.
Oh, so. And the book does actually come out Friday. I should mention that. Yeah. So if you go online, my website, everything, you can order it ahead of time. Obviously, we'd love it if you purchased it from the Bookman and supported the local business. But it is online, too.
I'm just amazed that you are so prolific because you have the trilogy out. Mm-hmm. Name those once again real quick.
Flicker, Fracture, and Faded.
And this one apparently is doing very well for you already.
Doing well so far.
So if you're out there and listening, you have a teenager who I'm sure would enjoy that. So. Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thanks for coming in early. I know you got up a little early.
<That's> so. It's all good.
At least you won't be late because you just go right upstairs to work. All right. It is 8:21 now at WGHN. Here's Toto. Time to hold the line. 92.1 FM WGHN. We are Grand Haven's favorite.